Dalet Tishri, 17th of September, Rabbi Shimshon Silkin, B'chol Ma'amini Part 2, the Emunah of Yom Kippur.
We'll start with the Gemara in Tainis, Staff Tes Zayin Omed Aleph. Omer Rav Ado Barahavo. Rav Ado Barahavo said, Odom Shiyesh Boi Avera, a person that has committed an Avera. Literally, he has an Avera in his hand. Umisvade Ve'enoi Choyzer Bo, and he does vidui. He confesses his Avera, but Ve'enoi Choyzer Bo. Pashtus, the pshat is, he does not do teshuva. Lemahu doime, to what is he compared? Says the Gemara, Lo'odom shetoifes sheretz biyodoi, to a person who is clasping a sheretz, an insect or some creature that is metame, in his hand. Sha'afilu toivel b'chol, even if he tovels in all the waters in the world, loy alto loy tevila, his tevila does not help him, because he's still holding on to the source of the tumah in the first place. Zorko miyodoi, but if he releases this sheretz, if he throws it away, kibun shetoval barboim soa, once he has tovel just in the minimum shear of 40 soa, miyad. Also, loy tevilo. Immediately, already, tevilo helps him. Shenemar, as it says in the pasuk, umoide va'oizev yeruchem. The pasuk says in Mishle, umoide va'oizev yeruchem. Three very important words, which will be the focus of our talk this morning, which mean he who confesses, moide says vidui, va'oizev, and actually does teshuvah. Oizev here, Pashtus, means azivas achet, which means that he ceases to carry out this avera. Yeruchem, he will find mercy, i.e. in the eyes of Hashem. So here we have both a posuk and a svara with regards to somebody who says vidui, but is not choyzev b'tshuva. The svara is that how can you dip in a mikveh whilst you're holding onto a dead mouse? Or sheretz at least. And a pasuk backs it up as well that says, Umoide va'oizev yerucha. That's what the Gemara gives us as a source in Tanakh for this Svara. But you should know that there is a three-way machlokus in how to understand this Gemara. In terms of what it means that there's misvade ve'enoi choyzer bo. Rashi, who I believe is perhaps the most difficult to understand, Rashi says, what's Pishat Moit Sheesh Biyodai Aveira? Gezel. Gezel. Somebody has stolen an item. He has Biyodai Aveira. Now, that's very easy to get one's head around, because, you know, other Averas, to say the Loshen Yesh Biyodai, it's difficult. You know, how do you hold on to Lashon Hara? How do you hold on to, forgetting to bench? So Rashi is saying, Sheyesh biyodoi gezel. So what's Peshat ve'einoi choyzer bo? Somebody who has gezel is not choyzer bo. So Rashi, l'shalim es gezel, to pay or to return that which he has stolen. And the problem with Rashi is that L'chayra, how would this apply to all other Averis? Pashtus, the Gemara is talking about all Averis. You know, Gezel fits very neatly. But what about all the other Averis? How do you explain Sheyesh Biyodei Avera, and how do you explain Eino Choze? That's number one. Number two, L'chayra, when it comes to Gezel, this has nothing to do with Teshuvah. It's not an Indian of Teshuvah. The Torah says, "Vehishiv is agzela asher goza," that you should return the stolen item. In fact, this is one of those averis that is referred to as a lav hanitak la'aseh, a negative mitzvah, a negative, in other words, an avera, that you can correct by doing an aseh. Right? Because the Torah says, do not steal, but if you did, right, you don't get malchus, right, for stealing, even though it's an active loisa aseh, so why shouldn't I get malchus? According to the Shit in the Gemara, lav hanitak la'aseh doesn't get malchus, it's because you can go and correct it. But that's very unique to gezela. That's unique to the avera of gezela. How would this apply with any other type of avera? Loshon hara, sinas chinom. So Rashi is quite difficult to understand, at least at face value. Let's see how the Rambam learns this sugya in Hilchos Teshuva, of all places. Zog the Rambam in the second parak of Hilchos Teshuva, Umahi ha Teshuva, what is Teshuva? Famous Rambam. Says the Rambam, Umahi ha Teshuva, hu shiya'azoi v'achoyte chetoi, that a person should leave behind his chet, he should reject his chet v'yasirenu m'machshav toi, and he should remove it even from his mind, v'yigmoir v'liboi shelo ya'asehu oi. And he commits in his mind that he'll never do it again. What's referred to as kabbalah la'osid, or kabbalah la'habo. Says the Rambam, she'ya'azoi v'achoytei chetoi, v'yigmoir v'liboi shelo ya'asehu oi. Then he says, "V'yeyid olav yidei atalumis," and so on and so forth. Then in the next halacha gimel, Zog the Rambam, based on our Gemara here in Tainis Dafter Zayin, "Kol ha'misvade b'dvarim, anybody that says vidui v'loy goma v'liboy la'azoy, but he didn't commit goma v'liboy la'azoy to reject the avera, to leave it behind, loy goma v'liboy la'azoy." We'll analyze that in just a moment. That's like someone who dips in a mikveh and takes his pet mouse, dead pet mouse, with him into the mikveh. Tevila doesn't help. So this is the way that the Rambam obviously answers. Now Gemara is almost a carbon copy. He's got the svara of dipping in a mikveh with your hamster, and he's got the pasuk that says a moed va'oziv yeruchim. But the lashon of the Rambam is hamisvade bedvorim. He says vidui. The Gemara said ve'enoi choizer bo, and he doesn't do teshuva. How does the Rambam understand ve'enoi choizer bo? Ve'loi gomar beliboy. He doesn't commit to what? To the future. Because in the previous halacha, the yigmor beliboy is the Rambam's lashon for kabbalah lahaba. So the Rambam understands that you're saying vidui, what's lacking? Kabbalah lahaba. That you don't accept to stop doing it again in the future. I'm so sorry for what I've done. That's the vidui on the past, but there's no kabbalah la'osid. That's how the Rambam understands that gemara. Very different from Rashi. Rashi says they nechoyzer bo means he doesn't correct the problem. Okay, but the Rambam says pshat is he doesn't commit to avoiding this avera in the future. That's the lashon of the Rambam, and he also brings the svar of tovel v'sheres b'yodoi, and he also brings the pasuk of moide v'oizev yeruchim. Now let's look at the third shita, that of the Rabbeinu Yonah. So a third rishon, how he touches up and understands this gemara in Tainis with regards to a misvade ve'enoi chozebo, someone who does vidui, but does not change his ways. This is found in Shar Rishoin, in the Iker Hasheni. So it's an Oiz Yud Aleph in the Shar Teshuva. What is the Iker Hasheni, says the Rabbeinu Yonah? What's the most important thing? After he's discussing the Iker Harishoin Charota, what comes next, says Rabbeinu Yonah? Aziva Sachet. Aziva Sachet, which means, Kiyazov Derocha Baroim, right? That I'm not going to do it anymore. In other words, shouldn't have said that. That he doesn't do it anymore. Ki ya'azov d'rochov aroim, he stops his bad behavior. And then v'yigmoy v'chol abo v'kilo yoisiv. Now we need to see how the Rabbeinu Yonah fears ois, this Gemara and the Pasuk Gemoyde v'oizu v'ruchim. The Rabbeinu Yonah has a very, very mechudish dikib shat. And it says like this. Let me read to you from the words of Shara Teshuvah. He says like this. He says there's a difference between what type of chayte we're talking about. What kind of sinner? He says, if this is talking about someone mi asher chota ad derech mikre, someone who happens to have fallen into avera, it's not his usual habit, it's not his usual practice, but unfortunately, his yetzer hara got a hold of him, as he says, ki his avotai v'yechazak olav yitzro v'yiskufehu. Look, everybody has a moment like that. They have a moment of weakness, the yetzer hara grabs a hold of them, and they blurt out the lashon hara, or whatever the yetzer hara might be. So somebody like that, who lemaisa is just as he calls it, lefi shaitoi v'itoi, but it's not really who he is, reishis teshuvas o ish hazeh, the beginning of the repair for somebody like this is hacharoto. He needs to feel remorse, he needs to feel regret for what he's done, velosim yogoin velibo el chatosoi, he needs to feel terrible about what he's done. And once he's felt charoto, right, after that there is vidui. After that he then needs to come forward and say, this is what I've done, and I feel really bad about it. And he brings a raya from the Pasuk, because the Pasuk says, Umoide v'oizev yirukim, hizkir t'chila. Umoide, right, which is charota, and vidui, and so on and so forth, and then v'oizev, and then he needs to stop the avera, commit not to do it again in the future. But he says, Acho isham it's yatsiv aderech lo toivot tomid. But somebody that's always engaged in avera, somebody that's established a habit, somebody who this has become his custom and his practice, and he's always returning to the same mistake and committing the same avera all the time. A person like this, he says, is the other way around. The order of his teshuva, reishis teshuva so ish hazeh, la'azoiv darkoi machshav toyoro, he should stop what he's doing, and ula haskim lekayim ula kabel olav leval yosif lachatoy, and commit to the future, they'll never do it again. And once he's done that, achareichein yischorit al aliloisov v'yoshoi vel Hashem. Then afterwards the charota comes. Rabbeinu Yoina makes a chiluk between somebody who is a habitual, serial sinner, and somebody who's just the occasional baal chet who commits an avera. Somebody who's the occasional, you go according to the order. First is charota, right, and then there's vidui, and then there's kabbalah lahabo. But somebody that is a serial sinner, first there needs to be a kabbalah lahabo. First there needs to be an acceptance for the future. First there needs to be what we're calling azimah zachet, which means no more sinning and committing to no more sinning. And once you've done that, he can engage in the charota and the vidui part of the teshuva process. As I explained to Rabbeinu Yoina, what's his raya? Because of our pasuk that says umoide v'oizev, in that order, first vidui. Right, this is the non-serial sinner. First vidui, and then oizev. Right, and then he gets involved in the aziva sachet. Whereas when it comes to the serial choyte, it's the other way around. First there needs to be an aziva sachet and a kabbalah lahabo, and then it can be vidu in charoto. Right? And what's his raya to that? Because otherwise he says he's similar, l'misha oichiz asheretz, ubo litbo lunitoe, ki aniach asheretz techila v'achareichen yitbo v'yito. First you have to drop the sheretz, and then you can be toivel, then you can toivel in a mikvah. So you see that Rabbeinu Yoina is using the same posuk in the sugi and tainis, and using the same moshav of somebody dipping in a mikveh with his hamster, right? But he divides them. He divides them up. He says, Omoide v'oizev yiruchim is a reference to somebody who occasionally does an avera. So he should go through the charot and the vidui process first, and then engage in azimah sachet and kabbalah lahaba. No more sinning in the past, no more sinning in the future. Right? But the moshav of tovah v'sheretz v'yodai, right, that is talking about someone who's a regular, habitual, serial choyte. He's been choyte all the time. For him, the order is reversed. First, the person needs azivas achet. First, needs to drop the hamster. And that includes in the past and also in the future. And he has to say, I'm never going to be choyte again. And only after that can he engage in charota and vidui. A three-way machlekas. Rashi learns it's talking about a case like Gezel, where you've stolen something, so you need to give it back, because otherwise you're being Tovah v'Sheres B'Yodah. Rashi doesn't seem to break up the Moshul from the Pasuk. The Rambam seems to say the Pasuk and the Moshul also go together to tell you one klal, one Yisoid, as we saw in the Rambam, and he quotes it, Kol HaMitzvada B'Dvorim, V'Logoma B'Libo, Harei Zetovah v'Sheres B'Yodah, V'Chein Ho'oime O'moide V'Oizeb, all one idea. Right, that, but he understands it to mean that you can't. You need to make sure that the person is being doing teshuva with a kavala la'osid. Otherwise, there's no point. And Rabbeinu Yonah seems to say it goes in both directions. In the case of somebody who's not a regular choite, for him he needs to make sure that he follows the normal order of charota and vidui, and then azivas achet, and then kavala la'osid. Where somebody who's on a regular basis being choite, that person is a kavala first, and only then can he have charota. This is the three-way machlokes: Rashi, Rambam, and Rabbeinu Yoyno. The question we ask on Rashi already stands. The question we have on Rabbeinu Yoyno is, where does he get it from? The pashtus of the Gemara is not like this at all. The pashtus of the Gemara is that the moshul of Tovel v'Sheres B'Yodoy is backed up and given support, almost like an asmachta, from the pasuk of Amoide v'Oizev Yerucha. Right? It's not clear that they're talking about different scenarios or different types of sinners. It's not clear in the Gemara. Where does he get that from? And anyway, Mehechit Teisa, there should be a difference. Misvara, why should there be a difference? Logically, why should there be a difference between somebody who's choite on a regular basis and somebody who's choite on an irregular basis with regards to the process he needs to go through to do teshuva? Right? There should be a charota and a zivas achet and a kabbalah la'asud and a nevidui. Rabbeinu Yoyin is giving us this chiluk, but it's not clear as to why there should be a chiluk like that. So to understand this, especially because it sees that both at least according to the Rambam and Rabbeinu Yoyin, certainly in the case of a habitual sinner, that we're talking about that the most important thing is that a person can't come to Yom Kippur, and we can't stand there and say Oshanu Bogadlu, and we can't say Al Chait this and Al Chait that, as part of our vidui, if we haven't made a Kabbalah La'osid. Now the truth is that when we talk about Kabbalah La'osid, we talk about it as one of the steps of Teshuvah. But in truth, there's another type of Kabbalah. Kabbalah as a concept, commitment to the future, dedication to the future, is not exclusively something that relates to Teshuvah. Charota is. Charota is part of Teshuvah, it's part and parcel of Teshuvah. Whereas Kabbalah La'osid, or Kabbalah in general, we find lav dafka refers to Teshuvah. For example, Kabbalah Satorah. Kabbalah Satorah. That wasn't a moment of Teshuvah. There is an idea that you can accept upon yourself for the future Torah, mitzvahs, ma'asim tovim, hanhogas tovos, we just said, hatoras nadorim, on the Rosh Hashanah. It's lav dafka chelik in Teshuvah. There's an aspect within our avodas Hashem that is called Kabbalah, that dates back to the earliest times, through Shavuos, and through Nedarim, and through other ways of committing ourselves. Avraham Avinu did this, right? And we find that Boaz did this. There are other instances where there is a Kabbalah for the future. Where was the greatest Kabbalah? What I just mentioned before, Kabbalah Satorah. We always talk about everyday Kabbalah Satorah and Kabbalah Oil Malchus Shomayim. Kabbalah Satorah is what happened in Maimon Har Sinai, where the Gemara Shavuah says that Moshe Rabbeinu was Mashbia Klal Yisrael, that they should accept upon themselves and for all future generations Shmiras HaMitzvahs, that they're going to keep the Torah. It was a grand communal Kabbalah Satorah. Everybody was Mekabalit. Tosfos asked in the Gemara Shavuah Tav Chof Tes Omed Aleph, what was the point of this Shavuah? What was the point of this Kabbalah? What would they be Mekabalah upon themselves? That they would not serve Avodah Zorah. So let's say 1,000 years from now, somebody is faced with a Nesoyan to serve Avodah Zorah, right? So he's about to serve Avodah Zorah, say, oh, I'd better not violate this mitzvah called Avodah Zorah because I made a Shavuah that I wouldn't do it. If he's going to violate Avodah Zorah, of course he's going to violate the Shavuah. What's the Shavuah going to help? Rukasha, as if Rektosis leaves him, it's Orchil. What was the point of being Mashbiah then? If I'm not going to listen to the greater mitzvah, that I mustn't serve Avodah Zorah, why should I listen to the Shavuah that says, make sure that you don't follow Avodah Zorah, what's the Shavuah going to help? Zog bepachad Yitzchak, Muridik. He says, from here you see that a Kabbalah, a commitment to the future, is not always in the negative. When we talk about Teshuvah, it's very often in negative terms. Ooh, you naughty boy. You shouldn't have done what you did. And now you need to commit to the future that you won't do it again. Because if you don't commit to the future, and you don't take upon yourself that Shavua, and you don't dedicate yourself, you know, with these strong terms, then the chances are you'll fall in again. So you make a Shavua, or a New Year's resolution, right, or a New Year commitment that you surround yourself with this sort of siyog, with this geder, with this boundary that I'm not going to cross. It's very negative talk. So the Pachad Yitzchok, that might be the Kabbalah that we often associate with Teshuvah. But we should know that Kabbalah of the sort that we said and we accepted upon ourselves, the Maimon Har Sinai, was a very different Kabbalah. This was a Kabbalah that said, I'm committed to this cause, and I'm going to accept this Torah, Na'aseh v'Nishma, and to cement that commitment, to concretize that dedication, I'm layering it with a Shavua. Not because I expect it to fail, but because I want to remind myself about how precious this commitment is. I want to remind myself how important it is, this relationship. Le Moshel, he doesn't say this, but I think I could use a bit of leeway here. Le Moshel, whatever gets promised under a chuppah. When I was learning the Pachad Yitzchok, it struck me, this will happen under a chuppah. I know there's a lot of controversy lately in Eretz Yisrael with prenups, right, whether such a thing should be taking place within the framework of Hilchos Kedushin, not this morning's discussion, right? But the reality is, are the Chosen and Kala standing under the chuppah, looking at each other saying, this isn't going to work, is it? And therefore, I think we better make some promises to each other, right, in order to protect ourselves from falling down. Because the likelihood is, if you look at the statistics, right, this isn't going to work out, right? That's not what's going through their minds. We are dedicated to each other until death do us part, whether the Lashon is long, and whatever happens, right, we're going to be in this together. So what's the Ksuba all about? What are these promises all about? What's the commitment for? I'm concretizing this commitment. It's a positive move. I'm injecting it with an extra flavor of dedication and commitment. That's what the Shavua is. Das heißt der Kabbalah Satela. So in other words, instead of looking at the Kabbalah as a result of an Al Talmid Ba'atzmucha, don't trust yourself, I don't trust myself, I better take on an extra layer of protection because otherwise I'm going to fail. No! Talmid Ba'atzmucha, I believe. Why are you going into this if you don't think it's going to work? Especially outside, you know, in the world out there. We would say, there's something like a 55% divorce rate. Which was only 45% of people happily married. But then we have to remember that at least half of the people don't get married in the first place. So now we're down to 20%. And we have to remember that people that are married, it's also just meaning that they're happy. They're sticking together for the kids. Now we're down to 10%. It's a tiny percentage of people in fulfilled relationships. Right? And they stand under a chuppah, or not a chuppah, and they commit their life, their savings, their everything to something that stands a 10% chance of success. They wouldn't spend £10 on chances like that down at the betting office. They wouldn't. Now, the truth is, the maths are completely out. Any mathematicians in the crowd say, oh, that's you can't do that. That's not really, that's a little bit dishonest. But it's not really 10%. It doesn't quite work it like that. But the point is that that's not what's going through their mind. What's going through their mind is, we're going to make this work. This is going to be fantastic. And the extra devices, the security devices that are put in there, right, are to, so to speak, to shore it up, to as almost a display. It's a display at the moment of commitment. When the Yidden stood under the chuppah of Har Sinai, b'sishteit in pasuk, that they stood by Yatzu b'sachtis hohor, that they stood under the mountain, and the chuppah and the mountain served as a chuppah, and they said Na'aseh v'Nishma, and the Torah was their ksuba. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was the Chosen, Klal Yisrael with Knesset Yisrael with the Kala, right? They weren't looking at each other saying, we'll give it a shot. They were saying, we're in this. And as I spoke last time, to the point of Mesirus Nefesh. The Shavua, to answer Tosis' Kasha, was just there to give it that extra injection of commitment. Moment to Kazakh. Now let's take it back to Rabbi Yehuda. The Pachad Yitzchok's chiddush, huge chiddush, but it's beautiful, is that the Kabbalah on Yom Kippur, and let's not forget that Yom Kippur is a day of tremendous ahava, tremendous ahava. Which Baruch is extremely close to Hashem b'motzoi, k'ra'uhu b'yoseh k'roiv, there's no kirva to Rabban Shloilam like the time of Yom Kippur. There's a tremendous ahava that's going on. Dr. Pachad Yitzchok, the Kabbalah that Rabbeinu Yonah is referring to in Yom Kippur is not a negative Kabbalah. It's not an expectation to fail and therefore we better put barriers up. But it's more along the lines of a Kabbalah to the whole system. An acceptance, a dedication to the whole process. To the whole idea of Yiddishkeit, to the whole idea of Shmiras HaMitzvahs. So the whole idea of what it means to be a Ben Torah. That's what the Kabbalah is. When is such a Kabbalah necessary? When there's a serious breakdown in the relationship. To handle it like this. If the person is an occasional sinner, he slips from time to time, as everybody does, ain't sadi ba'oris ashi asa tova lo yechito. That person doesn't need to shore up the relationship. That person needs to correct the mistake that they made there and then. Again, to use the relationship example, if somebody says the wrong thing, talks out of turn, comes home late, burns the soup, yeah, mashi, yeah. It's not the etzem yachas that's broken. Something went wrong today. So you know what? I feel bad. Karota. Right? And then you say, I'll try not to do it again. Kabbalah losid. And then with the vidui, I burned the soup, I came home late, I yelled at you, yeah, mashi, yeah, I've got to take out the rubbish again. Right? So those things are just relative to that moment. But if there's a habit and a pattern and a practice and a custom that is set in, and this person basically has become distant from the Ribbono Shel Olam, as Rabbeinu Yonah describes it, that they are serial sinners. They keep returning. It's not enough to tinker around the edges through a charota and a vidui. This person needs to take on a whole new Kabbalah. This person needs to step forward and say, I'm building and I'm underscoring and underpinning the entire basis of the relationship itself. Not just this little moment here. And that's what Yom Kippur is really all about. And that's why Rabbeinu Yonah says that for such a person, leave charota to the side for a minute. Leave vidui to the side for a minute. The ike is kabbalah lahabo, kabbalah laosid. A complete rededication, a renewal of one's vows, so to speak. This new Shavua of Na'aseh v'Nishma that we already Mushba V'Oy made about. And that's what Yom Kippur is about. For somebody that feels that they are steeped in their habit of Aveira, rather than something just stum on the edges. And therefore he says you could do a Kabbalah La'osid even before you've begun with Charata. Normally it doesn't make any sense. But here it makes a lot of sense, because we're not talking about the Kabbalah vis-a-vis that Aver that he has charotah for. We are talking about a much more collective, universal, broad-ranging Kabbalah that goes to the heart of the whole teshuva process.
It's teshuva, not vidui.
Sorry?
It's teshuva, but not
vidui. Vidui and charotah go together, and azivas achet and Kabbalah losif go together. In according to this machshava. In other words, normally there's a seder. You're right, there's charota, right, I feel bad. And then there's an aziva sachet, I'll stop doing what I've done bad. Then a kabbalah lahaba, I won't do it again. And then eventually you turn up in your kibbin, you misvadeh. That's the normal mahalach. But according to the way this is explained, according to Rabbeinu Yonah, charota and vidui are, so to speak, synonymous in the sense that I regret what I've done wrong with vis-a-vis this avera, and I'm talking about it now to try and cleanse myself from that avera. Aziva sachet and kabbalah lahaba means I'm going to stop doing it. Aziva sachet is in the present tense. I've stopped doing it, not in the past. You can't change the past. I'm not doing it, and I'm accepting never to do it again. So they go hand in hand. His understanding of tovel v'sheres biyodoi is a person that says vidui. He's misvadeh, as the Gemara says, but he doesn't have this kabbalah laosid. Doesn't have the kabbalah laosid, which includes the Aziva Sachet. By the way, to prove the point, the Rambam, when he discusses Kabbalah Lahaba, his Loshen is the Yigmor beliboy shelo yaasehu oid. And then later he says that our Gemara is discussing somebody who's misvada b'dvarim velo goma beliboy, same lashon about the future, la'azoiv, aziv zachet, past tense. Is our raya that aziv zachet and Kabbalah habor really go together? At least when we're talking about the general picture. Pasuk says nishbati va'akayeima lishmor mishpatei tzidkecha. The poshut taich is nishbati, I made a promise va'akayeima, and I will fulfill my promise. Zog the Pachad Yisroel, based on this understanding, it's actually much deeper than that. Nishbati va'akayeima is the whole Torah, and that's why the pasuk continues lishmor mishpatei tzidkecha on Yom Kippur. I'm not accepting stam, I'm going to correct this avera, I'm going to correct that avera, I'm going to improve this mitzvah, I'm going to improve that mitzvah. It's nishbati ba'akayim of the whole Torah, lishmo mishpatei kecho. That's the Kabbalah of Yom Kippur. And why does that require emunah? Because it requires an emunah in ourselves. It requires an emunah in the process of teshuvah, that it works, that we can, that we belong, that can be mekabel malchus shemaim, that can be mekabel kabbalas haTorah. The old Shavua is the opposite. Al tamim ba'atzmocha, I don't trust myself. I need some extra security. Here's the opposite. I do believe in this. It's like a person under the chuppah. I believe this is going to work. I believe this is the right thing. Why am I making a Shavua? Because the Shavua is securing that. It's a display of that guarantee. That's what it is. We stand one day a year where there's no Yetzer Hara, and we say, I can do this. I can be nishbati and I can be va'akayema. Not just this avera, but lishmar kol mishpatei tzidkecha. I'm out of time. There's a beautiful Ali Shur that sits very beautifully with this Pachad Yitzchok. Of an andro mol mit Hashem. Be'ez Hashem lom zoiche zayn that we should be able to be kabel kol ha-toyu kule in kippa shbe nishbati va'akayema lishmar mishpatei tzidkecha.